Hello and welcome to part one of the 200th episode of the Helix Reviews podcast. My name is David Arrington, as always bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. It's not a review today, but the 200th episode is here. Oh yeah. Now, this episode we're going to be talking about, and again, this is going to be a two-part episode. So for this first part of the episode, I have a couple segments I'm going to call. The first segment, tips and setup, and the second segment is called truth. So basically, this is going to be me just kind of explaining how I podcast and talking a little bit how I podcast and how you can podcast and maybe sharing some of the knowledge that I have about this and maybe encouraging some of you who don't podcast but might want to actually jump into that. And then, of course, in the second half of episode 200, we're going to get to the fun stuff. We're going to get to the next top 100 list, which at the end of this episode, I'm going to announce what that list is going to be. But before we get into any of that, do you want to hear the Helix Reviews podcast's secret origins? Oh yeah, this is top secret stuff you've never heard before. When I was a kid, what I always wanted to be when I grew up was, well, it was a UPS man. I wanted to be a UPS man. You know, like, what in the world was going on through my head then that I really wanted to be a UPS man and deliver people packages? That's just like, you know, once I got a little older, I was like, okay, I definitely don't want to be a UPS man. But, you know, on the other hand, now that I'm even a little bit older and I'm looking back on it, I'm like, you know what? I think that was probably because God gave me the spiritual gift of giving. And so, you know, giving people packages is like a part of that, maybe. Maybe that's where that came from. Anyway, but a little bit later on, after the whole UPS man phase died, I guess, then I always thought it would kind of be cool to be a radio host. I thought that would be cool. That would be fun. And so I would record myself on cassette tapes, and I would be the anchor, and I would say, hey, you know, this is whatever news station, and you know, coming up next is this song, and then I would, you know, record a song. I would stick the tape into a recorder that I could record off of discs, and so then I'd stick a CD in, I'd play, you know, a song, and I would record that. And then, you know, I would go back, and the part I really wanted to do all the time was just me recording in the middle and me going, hey, you know, this is what's coming up next on this station. This is what's, you know, hey, the weather today is looking mighty weirdo. And, you know, and I was just weird and dumb and fun, and I knew all that at the time. But I had a blast doing that, and you know, and then, you know, obviously that stopped when I was very young. But then, you know, a little later on, I was inspired by podcasts like the Spirit Blade podcast, like the Strangers and Aliens podcast, and some other podcasts. I was inspired to create my own. And then on April 10th, 2012, a little over 6 years ago, I officially started doing this project that was, in to some extent or to some degree, a dream of mine since I was a little kid. And now it's been 6 years! 6 years! That is insane how long I've been doing this. And it's, I mean, it doesn't really seem like it's been 6 years, but then again, it does seem like I've been doing this for quite a while. So, I don't know, kind of a weird dynamic there, but also very cool. I was going to celebrate my five-year anniversary, but then, like, I kind of just forgot and missed it. And it was like, oh, well, I guess it's too late for that. So, not doing that, but we're celebrating episode 200. Here. Oh yeah. And really, podcasting is way better than if I ever like got a job at a radio station or something and was a DJ, you know. Like in my opinion, this is, I mean, I don't get paid for this, so there's that. But in my opinion, this is so much better because of all the stuff that I can talk about and just the freedom that you know this kind of allows me. But then again, you know, on the other hand, it doesn't pay me, you know. If I got paid for this, that would be that'd be awesome, actually, is what that would be. So anyway, There's my secret origin. I was a stupid kid just like all you guys. So, all right, now we're going to move on to tips and tricks. Or tips and setup. Yeah, I think that's what I called it earlier because I don't have any tricks because I'm not a very tricky person. So basically, I'm just going to give you some advice as an aspiring podcaster, if that's what you are. And then I'm going to also talk about some of my, basically the equipment that I use to record and put up the show and all that. So I have three main points of advice here. And the first one would be talk about what you're passionate about and be passionate about what you're talking about. So the first half of that is easy. Talk about what you're passionate about. If you're passionate about movies, if you're passionate about whatever, talk about those things. I talk about movies, I talk about stories and all this kind of stuff because that's the kind of stuff that I'm passionate about. And then I talk about the themes and stuff in the movies and in these stories that I review because I'm passionate about the themes and stuff that come out of stories. And then the other half of that is be passionate about what you're talking about. So if you find yourself talking about something that you're not particularly passionate about, then you can pretty much always find your angle. Find a way or find what you're passionate about this thing. You know, if I review a movie that, you know, I dislike, then a lot of times I'm passionate. I try to be at least passionate about the aspects that I don't like, especially if it's like something that I see like, oh, this could have been so much better. And then, you know, it's this and this that dragged it down and all this kind of stuff. And even if it's like a middling thing, you know, those are like the worst kind of reviews. So it's just like meh, middle of the road, meh kind of stuff. But then if you can find the stuff that you're kind of passionate about in there and discuss how it could have been better or how, you know, whatever, you can still find things in there that you can still be passionate about, even if you find yourself talking about something that you're maybe not particularly passionate about. So that's what I mean by that. And essentially, talk about what you want to talk about. I mean, if you have a group of people in your podcast, if you're more than one person, then, you know, it's probably going to be slightly less, you know, maybe flexible about what you're talking about, perhaps. I don't know. It depends on the group dynamic, I suppose. But, you know, maybe you have the main host that picks everything and then, you know, or maybe you all pick everything together or however that would, you know, however that would work. Me just being the solo podcaster that I am, I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. And I don't have a co-host to say, eh, I don't really feel passionate about that. So I can pretty much talk about anything that I'm passionate about talking about. And that is what I attempt to do with this podcast. Piece of advice number two. I guess this part's not necessarily advice, but if you're making a podcast, you are making art. This is an art form, I believe. I believe that this is an art form. And while, you know, no, it's not the same as, like, you know, making something like a movie, or it's not the same as making something like, you know, a painting or something. It's different, but at the same time, it's still an art form. And the people that are really good at it, you can see the way they craft their episodes, and you go, man, you know, those people are really good at this art form that is podcasting. And so when you're podcasting, think of it that way. This is an art form, and kind of treat it as such. Don't just like wing it all the time. You know, you can wing it sometimes. I wing it sometimes. You know, we all got to do that sometimes. But okay, don't just like wing it all the time. You got to put in a little bit of work in order to get the quality material that you want to give your audience. Because you don't want to give your audience a piece of art that they look at and go meh, whatever, and move on. Because you know, that's not going to be the kind of art that will capture the attention of your audience. The art that's going to capture the attention of your audience is the stuff that you probably put a little bit more time into, and you probably put a little bit more thought into. And now when you say it and when you, you know, express it or create it or edit it, all this stuff together, you're creating this piece of art, which will hopefully engage somebody else's mind. And so another thing just to keep in mind here is that you are making art when you're making a podcast. Now, My third piece of advice or statement or whatever, not all these are advice per se, but okay, anyway, moving on. My third kind of connects to my second. What do I say, like, all the time in the show? Or what do I at least try to say? You know, I don't always get to say it. But whenever I talk about the themes and the messages and the ideas of a movie, I always say, oh, you know, there's always these things in a movie. There is, you know, every movie has themes, messages, and ideas, whether it meant to or not. You know why? Because it's a piece of art. And that's how all art works. And you're creating a podcast, and so you're creating a piece of art, and that piece of art has a message, it has themes, it has ideas all over the place in there, and you need to be aware of them. You need to kind of know what you're supporting, because very easily you can slip up and you can say something or something that's like, okay, you know what, that's probably not really... that's probably not really the most sound advice, or that's probably not really the most sound doctrine as far as, biblically speaking, if you're making like a Christian podcast or something. And I mean, like, as a Christian, I'm supposed to be reflecting the light of Christ, right? I mean, that's the Bible tells us to reflect the light of Christ. And so I'm supposed to be showing you Christ through my actions and through my worldview, and podcasts, because they're an art form, you know, and all art forms in one way or another are kind of somebody expressing their worldview to you. And podcasts are no different. Podcasts are a way for me to express my worldview to you. And that's what every piece of art is. And so while you're expressing your worldview to other people, it's always good to kind of be aware that exchange is happening, that those exchange of ideas are happening, so that you can be a little more conscious about the ideas that you're actually putting out there. Because I have ideas that move around in my head that definitely aren't biblical, you know. I have ideas moving around in my head that aren't stuff that I should believe, but maybe I do believe based on my sinful nature and all this stuff. And I have to be... if I'm going to be reflecting the light of Christ, I have to be a little bit more aware about some of this stuff that I say in order for me to actually be reflecting the light of Christ instead of reflecting, you know, some darkness or, you know, some mixed messages or whatever. That's my third main piece of advice, is be aware of the messages, themes, and ideas that you are putting out in your podcast. So there's those three. Talk about what you're passionate about and be passionate about what you're talking about. And you are making a piece of art, and because you're making a piece of art, this art has themes, that has messages, it has ideas permeating it. Be aware of those. And so there's my advice. No matter what your interests are, no matter if it seems like the most boring or mundane thing, if you're passionate about something, somebody else somewhere else in the world is also passionate about that thing. So if you start creating a podcast about what seems like maybe the most mundane thing to you, but for whatever reason you're passionate about it, somebody else is too. And if you create a podcast, you can create it about whatever you want and talk about whatever you want, and just have fun and make good art. Now, maybe you're saying, okay, but I don't want to have to spend a lot of money on the podcast. I can't really afford to spend, a ton of money on having a podcast. Well, you know what? I can't really either. So I don't spend a ton of money on the podcast. The most money I do spend on the podcast is I bought my computer primarily for doing the podcast. I mean, I use it to watch movies and whatever, you know, I use it for a computer to buy stuff and all that kind of weirdo, whatever, you know, I use my computer for a computer, but the primary reason I bought my laptop is that I wanted to podcast. But beyond the cost of the laptop, the actual money that I pay to podcast is very little. Of course, you have to have a microphone, but in all honesty, you can use a microphone on your iPhone, you can use a microphone, you know, on your computer, or there's a lot of microphones that are decent or good enough that you could use those kind of microphones for a podcast. The microphone that I got is a Blue Yeti. Great microphone. It's a USB microphone, just plugs directly into your computer. It just skips all that extra stuff that I don't know a whole lot about. and just plugs it straight into the computer. That way it can go straight into my editing software here. And the editing software I use is Mixcraft 6. Mixcraft is up to 8 now. The reason I got Mixcraft is because it's very similar to GarageBand, which I have some experience with in the past. GarageBand is a Mac thing. I have a PC. So I'm just like, okay, I want something that is kind of like GarageBand. I downloaded Audacity. I did find it kind of hard to use. That's a free audio editing software. And I found it kind of hard to use, though it's a free one, so if you want to start off for free, maybe try that one out. But Mixcraft, I got it for, I don't know, it was like $80 or something, and that's how much Mixcraft cost. And I've been using Mixcraft 6 since the beginning, pretty much the beginning. I used some GarageBand earlier on a Mac computer, but when I got my own computer, then it was Mixcraft from there on forward. The microphone, again, it was a Blue Yeti is the one I got now. A fantastic microphone. It cost under $100, and it seems like it sounds great, and looking at the reviews and people talking about it, everybody else seems to love it too. So, you know, I'm not in the minority of loving this microphone. There is a cheaper version, at least there was. I originally bought a Blue Snowball. It's essentially like a smaller version of the Yeti. It's one that's just like a little ball, and you can kind of set it up on top of your computer and talk into it from there. And that worked good for a while, and then once that kind of broke, I dropped it or something, it broke. And so I'm like, okay, I want to upgrade to the little bit nicer one. I got the Yeti, and I've been super happy with this, and this is the microphone that I've had for, I don't know, it's probably, you know, episode 60-ish, somewhere in there is probably where I changed and got this one. And I've been using this one ever since, and I love it. But if you don't want to pay the round $100 for the Yeti, then the Snowball was, I want to say, closer to $30 to $40 range. So pretty cheap overall. As far as actually hosting your content and posting it all online, I do all that stuff for free. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you got to get Blueberry, or you got to get, you know, all these different kind of hosting websites, and they will, you know, you pay them a few bucks a month, and they'll host your audio, and then you put it through that into, you know, iTunes, into your website, and then into iTunes or into whatever. Stitcher. I'm on the Zune Marketplace, technically, if that thing even still exists. I really have no idea. But hey, if it still exists, I'm on there. You can probably listen to this on there. There's one website. It's like, it might just be podcasts.com. I don't know. I'm on one where for whatever reason, it stopped updating my podcasts. And so it's like back in the, you know, 170s range or something like that. And it's just like, okay, I have no idea why or how this can change. But that happened. But basically my process is after I record and after I edit, I upload it onto archive.org, which is a free web hosting program. It's like owned by some people that like believe, hey, everything should be free or something. I don't know. They believe something weird. And they allow people to upload just about anything onto their website. And so I upload all my podcasts onto there. And then I post it on my blog. I have a blog, helixreviews.blogspot.com. So I don't even pay for a website. I use Blogger for a free website, and it's so that's my blog. I don't really talk about it because it's not on the show much because it's not that great. I mean, I post on it, I put a little picture there and all this kind of stuff to try to make it look presentable, but at the same time, I know it's not like it's not that great, and it's really it's just me not wanting to spend a few extra bucks for the website itself. And then I just use Feedburner, which is basically the intermediary between my blog and websites like Stitcher and websites like iTunes and stuff like that. So all of that stuff, posting it all online, is completely free. Basically what I would do if you want to do it for free is you just Google how to look up, you know, how to host a podcast for free. That's what I did when I set it up. And I know like a lot of these methods are kind of frowned upon in some of the bigger, you know, podcast circles. If you listen to the Audacity podcast, a fantastic podcast, by the way, about how to podcast. If you're an aspiring podcaster, listen to the Audacity to podcast. Listen to the School of Podcasting. There's some great stuff there. A lot more knowledgeable about that stuff than I am. But some of this stuff that I do to make it all free is kind of frowned upon, not because it's like illegal or immorally wrong in any way, but just because it's not maybe the best way to do it. But I do it that way because it's free and I don't really want to spend money on it every month because that costs money. So if you want a podcast, you can do it really cheap. I mean, you got to get a program to edit with, but if you get something like Audacity, it's free to do that. You got to get a microphone, but I mean, you probably already have a phone. You could use your phone. You can buy cheaper microphones than I'm telling you about here with the Blue Yeti or the Blue Snowball. They make all kinds of different ones, but you can really podcast for very cheap, and it's something really anybody can get into and anybody can do. You just have to start doing it, you know? And then once you get past like 7 episodes or something, you've done more than most podcasters ever do, because they start and then like 7 episodes later, they just die out and they never continue because, just because most people start that hobby, I guess, and never stop and are never continue, essentially. And so if you want to talk about something you're passionate about, this is a fantastic way to do that. And I mean, if you want to be more businesslike or you want to be a little bit more professional, you could get an actual website. You can pay for that. You can pay for hosting. You can pay for all this stuff that'll make stuff a little nicer than what it is for me. But at the same time, you can do what I'm doing and have a podcast, and you can still talk about all those things that you're passionate about. Now it's time for the next segment. That was tips and setup, or tips and tricks if you want to be all tricky. But it's time for truth now. So now that we're past the tips and the setup and everything, now it's time for the truth. And the truth is, I have no idea what I'm doing with this podcast. I have no idea how to do any of this stuff. I have been winging it since day one. It's all just like, hey, you know, I want to do a podcast. Hey, you know, Peter Franson does an awesome podcast. I want to be like him and do a podcast. You know, that's cool. And so I started doing it. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's harder than I ever thought it was going to be, but at the same time, it's so much more fun and cool and everything than I ever thought. I gotta, you know, kind of talk to new people and meet new people that I never really expected to through the podcast, which is very cool. But I mean, you know, right from the very beginning, I didn't know what to do. I know a lot of people say, record your first episode and then don't release it. Only start releasing episodes once you're 2 to 3 episodes in. It's like, okay, but I released my first episode. Originally, the show was supposed to be like a 10 to 15 minute episode per episode show where I do little reviews, I talk about something else, and then that's it. It's supposed to be like 10 to 15 minutes. You're made to listen to this like in between, you know, doing other stuff. You're driving, you know, from one place to another. You could probably listen to an entire episode in one trip or something. You know, that was the original intent of the episode. Nowadays, if I record an episode that's under 20 minutes, like, I feel weird. It's like, okay, it's this episode's only 20 minutes long. Seriously, it's kind of short, because so many of my episodes now are between like the the half hour to 1 hour mark instead of, you know, 10 to 15 minutes like it originally started. I started this as a bi-weekly podcast mostly because I didn't trust myself to stick with a weekly schedule. I didn't trust myself to actually put out an episode every week. I thought I would get tired of it and just quit. And, well, I didn't. And around episode 100, I decided, you know what, I can kick this up to about an episode a week. And so that's what I've been doing more or less since episode 100. I've been doing an episode a week, close to it. And speaking of not knowing what I'm doing, am I supposed to have a set day that this is supposed to come out on? I hear a lot of podcasts where they're like, every Wednesday. And, you know, it's probably good to have, like, set days to release episodes. That way you're like, you can work up to that day and be like, bam, there it is. You know, you can set up more of a schedule. Really, I don't record on any particular day. I don't edit on any particular day. I don't release on any particular day. I just record when as a combination of I have time and I feel like it, and then I release it, you know, shortly thereafter normally. And I try to keep it to about one a week, you know, and so, like, maybe I should set a day. Maybe I should say, okay, every Friday or something, I'll release an episode. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what I'm doing here. When I first started this, I really noticed how many times I stop to say or I say so, and I say it like I'm waiting and trying to figure out what to say next, and I'm thinking, and so I say, so, this is what happened. Like, I do that all the time. I still do that all the time. There's episodes where I'll cut out me doing that or me saying all the time, and just, like, I still say it all the time, even though I think I'm better than I was in the beginning. I also do that with and. I'll go, and this is what this guy said. And it's like, you know, this just kind of long, weird and that's like, okay, you know, I mean, I'm sure y'all get this. Like, okay, I'm trying to figure out exactly what to say next. But all, at the same time, it's like, I kind of wish I just knew what to say next and could smoothly move into it, as opposed to, you know, having these weird kind of pauses where I'm still making noise, so it's not always easy to cut it out, you know. Another thing, am I supposed to share the stats of the show? I hear some people being like, oh, well, I'm not going to say how many subscribers I have, but it's like, is that really bad? Is to show, tell you how many subscribers? I have, according to Feedburner, and Feedburner, it, from what I hear, can be wildly inaccurate, so I have no idea, to be perfectly honest, and it's constantly dropping and raising. Every single day, it's different. And so I'm assuming every single day people aren't subscribing and unsubscribing, because I'm seriously not that popular. Come on. But supposedly I have like 100 people subscribed. Less people actually listen to the episodes. You know, the per episode basis listening is less than that. But supposedly I have like 100 subscribers thereabouts, which, hey, awesome. That's like, you know, way more than I ever expected when I started out. And, you know, doing things like the Crossover Nexus, doing things like Christian Geek Central helped with that. That's for sure. Like, I saw like bumps in subscribers when those happens. Like, oh, that's cool. But anyway, yeah. So, hey, there you go. That's how many subscribers. 100 subscriber celebration. Woo-woo! Another thing that I question if I should talk about on the show sometimes is the content of, like, movies. Like, should I talk about if there's, you know, some inappropriate content or stuff like that? Because, you know, sometimes I'll listen to Christian podcasts and they'll be like, I'm not going to talk about whether there was, you know, some sex in there, cursing or whatever in the movie, because, you know, you could look it up on IMDb, you could look it up on all these different things to figure out all that stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah, actually, you know, that's a solid point. You're not tuning into this show to hear me tell you, you know, what that kind of stuff is in the movie. On the other hand, though, like, I think it's probably a good idea maybe to warn you if there's something that bothered me. That's essentially how I do it. If it didn't really bother me too much, normally I won't really mention it. But if something happens and there's, like, you know, a big sex scene and it's like, all right, you know, it bothers me, then I'll mention it. You know, I don't mention cursing a lot of times in movies because most of the time the cursing doesn't really bother me, whereas, you know, someone else would watch it. If my mom would watch some of the movies that I watch, and she would go, oh my goodness, there was so much cursing. And I would go, oh yeah, I guess there was a lot of cursing in there, but it's not, I don't know, it's not something that bothers me so much. And so it's, you know, it's not something that I would mention, whereas if someone like my mom were podcasting, which she wouldn't, but if someone like my mom were podcasting, she would be like, oh my goodness, there was so much cursing, and that would be, you know, like a mark against it or something. Also, I always talk about the MPAA rating of a movie, just to kind of, I kind of throw that in there just to say, you know, here's the general content of you know, some of the stuff that's in this movie, just so you guys know. Even with video games, I'll use the ESRB rating to tell you guys what, you know, I guess just give you an idea of the kind of content that is in the movies and games and stuff that I review. It's always kind of interesting to hear Christians, especially Christians, talk about the different content in movies and whether it's okay to watch movies like that, or whether it's good or bad, or whether we should talk about it, or all this just different kind of stuff. So many varying opinions on that. You know, where do I stand? I've talked about where I stood with, like, violence in movies and stuff. I've talked about that kind of stuff on the show before, but I don't know. I basically, if it bothers me, that's generally when I talk about it. If it doesn't, probably not gonna really bring it up. Okay, switching angles here, something a little bit different. As far as, like, audio quality and all that kind of stuff, I have really, again, I have no idea what I'm doing. If you're, like, an audiophile and you listen to this podcast, you're probably like, ah, my ears, what is going on? Because, like, I just, like, I edit it all together. I try to make it sound good and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I've even, like, one of my reviews on iTunes, which, hey, thank you to everybody who has left me reviews on iTunes. Leave me a review. I appreciate it, and it helps promote the show. But, like, one of the reviews say, hey, you know, it's well made. And I'm like, oh, awesome, cool. That means I'm, you know, I must be doing something right? But to be honest, I really don't know what I'm doing, because I hear people talking about, you know, like oh, there's compressing the sound, there's suppressing the sound, there's all this, like, all this stuff that you can do to the audio to make it sound better. There's, like, ways to, like, level it off so some things aren't louder than others, and all those equalizing kind of things. I don't know. I really don't know a lot about it. I just edit it together and listen to it and try to make it sound good. And you know, if I speak into the microphone really loud like this, where it's like, whoa, really uncomfortable, and I probably just muted that down a lot, so that way it wouldn't be too uncomfortable in your ears, but that's just the kind of stuff I do, like, not, because I don't really know the best way to do it. Maybe I could take a course on it or something. I don't know if there's some kind of thing I could watch or listen to, or to figure out how to do all this stuff. I'm sure it's got to be in Mixcraft. Mixcraft has all kinds of stuff that I really just don't use. but yeah, like, as far as all that stuff goes, I have no idea. There's, like, also, like occasionally there's, like, clicking or, like, gaps in the audio that I have no idea where it came from. It'll just be, like, it cuts out for, like, a half a second, and I can't really do anything about it unless I want to go back and re-record this entire section to fix that one little, you know, gap or something, or re-record this little part to fix this gap, which oftentimes I'm not in my recording space. By the time I'm editing it, I'm, you know, somewhere else. And so, you know, it's possible, but it's highly inconvenient, and ultimately it just doesn't happen. If you've noticed that and that bothers you, I mean, I'm sorry. I've tried to figure it out. I've tried to search for it on Google to figure out what it is. I've tried to mess with my microphone. I really have no idea what that is. I'm sure somebody knows what it is and someone could tell me how to figure it out and fix it. But at this point, I really don't know what I'm doing. And all this is to say, anyone can podcast, for real. Anybody can podcast if they want to. If you want to podcast, you can podcast. You can get a cheap microphone, you can get a cheap program, you can record and you can put it out there on the internet, and you don't have to pay next to anything. You don't have to be extremely talented. You don't have to be talkative. I am not talkative at all in real life. The fact that I have a podcast surprises most people that hears that I do, because I do not talk a ton in real life, whereas in the podcast, you know, if I talked as much as I do normally, I guess it would be mostly silent. I don't know. I'm not a very talkative person, and that ultimately that doesn't matter, because I can still I still can talk, obviously, and so now I just express, you know, these things that I want to talk about here in this podcast. And it's cool, it's fun, and I like it, and anybody can podcast, because, dude, if I can make it for 200 episodes and I still don't know what I'm doing, then you can do it if you don't know what you're doing. You know, do a little Googling and figure some stuff out or whatnot, and you're good to go. Now I'm gonna have a surprise segment on this episode. What surprise? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna call this segment, let's talk about something nice and not talk about stuff that I don't know anything about. Cool, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of my favorite episodes of the podcast that I've done. So, some of my favorite episodes, I actually really liked the Resident Evil bonus episode I did a while back. That was, it's fairly recent, but I really liked that episode because what I was trying to do is I was trying to make the entire episode a story. So I was trying to tell you a story. And I mean, basically what that story was, hey, I played a video game and I was not good at it and I blamed it on the video game. It's the video game's fault, and that's it, you know? I mean, that was the story. The story is nothing, really. But I tried to tell it like it was a story of how, you know, how I experienced this and how I progressed, you know, through this and my thought process through all that and everything. And I thought that actually it turned out really well and was really fun to create. I really like the new Double Helix news reports. Those are super fun to do, and it gives me an opportunity to talk about something that I don't normally talk about. I don't talk about a lot of movie news or game news or stuff like that. I've done two of them, one about Walking Dead, one about also Walking Dead, I guess. One about Telltale Games shutting down, one about the Walking Dead TV show. But those are super fun because I also kind of get to play a character of, like, someone trying to be, like, super professional, like a professional news guy, but he's also really terrible at it. And, you know, so it's like, you know, trying to be professional, but also really bad at being professional. So, hey, it's like the rest of the Helix Reviews podcast. Cool. Okay. I also really enjoy the franchise episodes where I, you know, like the Aliens episode or the Predator episode that I just did recently. I always love seeing, like, how a series progresses and how it changes and everything. And when I review every single one, I can kind of point those things out a little more and everything. Those are always super fun. I really thought my episode on Mother, Darren Aronofsky's Mother, turned out really well. Fun fact about that one, I actually recorded that episode twice. The first time I recorded that, I was editing it, and I really did not express myself very well. And so when I was talking about stuff and I was listening back to it, I'm like, man, I did not express myself well at all in this episode. To the point that I didn't want to release it like that. And so I took more notes, I did some more thinking about it and all this kind of stuff, and then I re-recorded the entire episode, and it turned out so much better, and it's one of my favorite episodes because so much thought and effort went into it. That's some of the most work I've ever put into an episode, because it's essentially taking that few minute section that I always do where I talk about the themes of a movie, and it's stretched over, like, you know, a half an hour, however long that episode is, because that's all I talked about was the themes of Mother. And also the fact that the themes of Mother are kind of controversial and all that kind of stuff, too. So anyway, I really liked that episode. Of course, I always like, you know, the superhero movie episodes where I talk spoilers and all that kind of stuff. And my favorite episodes consistently are the year-end episodes, the year-end, year-beginning episodes. You know, my favorite stuff of last year, looking forward to the next year. I'm so excited about this, you know, upcoming one. I've already started compiling the list of the things that I'm excited for 2019. I love those episodes. Those are some of my favorite to, those are probably easily my favorite to create beforehand, and then to record is always fun. And so those are some of my favorite episodes as well. Now, all this stuff that I've been talking about, this gets all to my ultimate point for this episode. Yes, apparently I have a point for this episode that doesn't have anything to do with the top 100 list here. I want to change the Helix Reviews podcast a bit, just a bit. I mean, it's not going to be like a major change or anything. I'm still going to be talking about most of the same, you know, basic stuff that I'm going to be talking about. If I didn't even say anything right now, I don't know if anyone would be like, whoa, everything is different now. I don't know. Maybe you would be, but probably not really. But I mean, as of a couple months ago, I was kind of in like a slump with the podcast. And I mean, you hit those sometimes and you just push through and you're fine. And it's still awesome and fun and great. But I was kind of hitting that slump and, you know, I've still was producing episodes and stuff, but I feel like I have to talk about every new piece of media that I consume. And I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I play a lot of video games and TV shows and all this stuff kind of stuff. I consume a lot of media, and more than I talk about on the show, every time I like watch or play something, and I'm always like taking notes, and I feel like, oh, I got to talk about this on the podcast. This is a new current thing, you know. Add on top of that, like the comic book episodes that I used to do, and I kind of want to bring those back. Anime Anarchy, remember that? That died as soon as it started. TV show episodes, like the season recap episodes, those are a lot of work, but those are also very cool and fun to do, and I want to keep up on those, and I want to be able to get those out as soon as like the show ends, as you know, as much as possible. And it's so many things kind of pressing for my attention at the same time, pressing for my attention as far as like what I want to record next and what I feel like I should record next. And so, I mean, this all means that like I have plans for, you know, like 10 episodes at a time at any given point. And I'm the kind of person that if I have too much on my plate at a time, then it really just makes me want to do none of it. And so then I kind of get like stressed out about like recording and releasing episodes and whether episodes are like timely or not. And then like, okay, now I have to record like 5 more episodes because I have all these things that I have to record about. And because of all that, I just kind of have a less of a desire to actually record anything because I just have like too much that I kind of quote unquote have to do. And now I don't want this to sound like I'm complaining about having to produce the show or anything. I still love it. It's still super fun, but ultimately, it's not necessary, right? Like the show's not necessary. It's a hobby essentially. I podcast because I love podcasting. I love doing it, and I love talking about all these things I talk about. I don't make money off of this thing. This isn't my career. But as I said before, that would be awesome. Totally. But this isn't my career. And, you know, my livelihood is not on the line if this project goes down the tubes for whatever reason. There's no real reason for me to really worry or get stressed about the Helix Reviews podcast. And so I kind of want to just, I want to bring it back to the beginning, back when I really did talk about just whatever in the world I wanted. And I reviewed old movies because why not? I just watched them and I felt like reviewing it. And so I reviewed, you know, an older movie. And
I did a lot more top 10 lists back then because those are a lot of fun, and those you can connect to movies and stuff, but I always felt, oh, I gotta review this other movie too, and so I've been cutting out any of like the top 10 list ideas and stuff like that. And you remember back in the day when I used to talk about music? I'd like to bring that back too. You know, Toby Mac just released a new album. Why can't I talk about that? Because there's new movies and there's new stuff coming out. And oh my goodness, I have to talk about all this other stuff. Ugh. There have been a ton of really cool, or at least like unique or interesting ideas for this show that I've had that kind of just went by the wayside because I just kind of went back to the newest, to review like the newest movie or the newest game or whatnot, because, you know, I'm like, oh, this review is more timely than this idea that I'm actually more excited about than I was about the review. And so, you know, these ideas that I'm more excited about get scrapped because I feel obligated to talk about the newest thing, you know, and no more. No. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to try to pull back from this. Everybody talks about the new thing, right? Everybody talks about the new thing on the block, the new movie. If you want to hear immediate stuff about the new movie, you can hear stuff about it from other podcasts. You can hear stuff about it on the online. You can hear stuff about it all over the place immediately. And so, you know, that's the new thing is not new anymore. You know, the new thing is old hat. You got to figure out something else and something new in order to really be new or different or special, kind of. And so, I mean, from now on, I want to talk about the stuff that I want to talk about. You know, I want to take my own advice from earlier in the show, and I just want to talk about what I want to talk about. I don't want to worry about the stuff that's passing me by. I've been wanting to review Shadow of the Tomb Raider for quite a while, and it's passed me by because of all this other stuff that I've had to record about and all this other stuff. And, you know, maybe I'll get to it, maybe I won't, but I'm just going to try to stop worrying if stuff passes me by, stop worrying about, you know, this kind of stuff, and just start having more fun with the podcast again, going more with some of these more unique ideas, even if it means I miss, you know, talking about a movie. I've been wanting to talk about Bad Times at El Royale because I watched that movie and thought it was really interesting. And so I'm like, okay, I want to talk about that. But then I've been talking about other stuff. And, you know, I've been passing by all these things because, you know, again, because of feeling obligated to talk about this other newer, bigger thing or whatever. And I've kind of been missing out on some of the other stuff that I've wanted to talk about. And don't worry, I mean, I'll still be reviewing all the superhero movies. I'll still, you know, hit on a lot of the same stuff I do now. I really don't know, again, if you'll even notice that big of a difference. But it's time to make podcasting fun again. Make podcasting great again. You know, we're going to trump it up in here. okay. Not that it hasn't been fun, but I found that the more I enjoy creating the podcast, the more you guys enjoy listening to it. Generally speaking, that seems to be the case. So again, I don't know how much of a difference you guys are going to see in these future episodes. I don't know if it's going to be dramatic, or at least not right off the bat probably, but I think it'll be something that is good for both the show and for me personally, mentally, and all this kind of stuff. So I'm excited for this change, as small or potentially large as it may be. So there you go. That is it for the first half of episode 200 of the Helix Reviews podcast. We can't go through an episode 200 without a 100 review list or episode 100 countdown list, whatever you call those things. I'm going to have a top 100 list because it's a tradition at this point, right? It's happened once. So every 100 episodes, it's going to be a tradition to do a top 100 list. Last year, I had top 100 superheroes. And this year, big announcement here, it's going to be top 100 video games. So I've been working on this list for a while, and I'm going to count down my top 100 favorite video games. Oh yeah, can't wait, it's gonna be fun.
and tune in the next half of the episode to hear me talk about probably more than 100 video games. Tune in, guys!